Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is, to people as they are.
Again, this is my opinion. Opinions are like armpits. Everybody got two and they both stink. All right. If the guy's a schizophrenic or whatever, and they just, you can't live with them because mentally they're just, brother, in medicines, y'all will get mad at me. But if they can't be helped, God's called us to peace. Again, please don't leave this place. And I know this is on the radio, this is on the internet, and I'm going to get bombarded, I bet you, with people. I'm not covering everything. Well, my husband drives me crazy. I'm leaving. That's not what it's talking about. Are you following? We're not looking for an excuse. He just drives me nuts. That's not the reason to leave. Are you following?
Yes.
So, okay. You'll get me in trouble.
He intend to.
Okay, you did or did not intend?
No, I did not intend to.
But that is a great question, and that's why counseling is so important. Dealing with, you just can't throw a net over every problem. And here it is. You know, each one of us are individuals and are led by the Spirit, and we have different problems, different issues. Every home is different. So anyway, I hope I answered your question. Let me move on. But if thou marry, thou hast not sinned. I could spend hours on that, but you get the point. Okay. And if a virgin marry, she has not sinned. And we're going to get to that next week. So get this. He's included. The divorced ones, you lose from wife or anybody. Because if you're married, he's not talking about getting married again. Does that make sense? So he's speaking to the unmarried who are loose from wife. If you marry, you haven't sinned. If you're a virgin, you have never been married, and you want to marry, you haven't sinned. Okay? Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh. Remember we talked about that present persecution? Now I'm telling you, if you want to get married, you're free to marry. You won't sin. But I'm warning you, there's trouble on the horizon. And that, the word spare, I love this, spare, meaning he won't mention the particular problems that they could have financially, mentally, physically, all these problems with abuse. He said, I'm going to spare you all the details. But he said, literally, he's trying to spare them from the troubles. Stay how you are. But remember, if you marry, you haven't sinned. But I'm giving you a warning. Don't say, I didn't tell you so, or whatever, that type of sake thing. It's pretty neat, okay? And then he says this. But this I say, and I got to close. That's where I wanted to get to this, and I have just enough time. Okay. But this I say, brethren, time is short. I talked to somebody yesterday. I talk to somebody every day. But yesterday, who was sharing something with me about some issues they're dealing with. And I said this, told him. I told this to the church a week or two ago. Do you know the things that have happened 100 years, it won't amount to a hill of beans. In 10 years, it won't matter. In 5 years, down to a year, a month from now, and for most of us, tomorrow, it won't matter nothing. We worry, and that's why the Bible said, but quit worrying. Most of the stuff we worry about, it never happens anyway. And this is what Paul is saying. Brethren, the time is short. There's no need to worry about things, all right? The Lord is at hand.
Amen.
Paul had an imminent mentality. Paul believed that Jesus could come at any moment. Matter of fact, in my message this morning, I'm going to give you some scriptures about that. I can't wait for my morning message this morning. I'll be preaching. Some verses that talks about that Paul, just a few verses talked about the second coming, that it could happen at any moment. And Paul, in this passage of Scripture, he said, but this I say, brethren, time is short. Something, listen, what you're going to do for Christ, do it now.
Amen.
Do it now. Don't wait. And just a sideline, and I'll quit because I'm got to close. I cannot imagine, and I know there's different opinions about the second coming of Christ. So many different opinions. But I can't imagine a Bible preacher, a teacher, that reads through the Word of God, especially in the New Testament, and cannot fathom that concept of the imminent return of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How that Jesus Christ could come at any moment.
Amen.
There's a lot of good men, who believe that we're going to go through part of the tribulation period. That we're going to see the Antichrist. A lot of good men, Baptist men, but they are so wrong. So wrong. That we're going to go through part of the tribulation, half of the tribulation, or toward the seventh trumpet. That'd be toward the end of the tribulation period. That we're going to go through all this. I can't fathom how they come up with that. They'll take one verse of Scripture, and I know where it's at. I've talked to them in 2 Thessalonians, chapter number 2. They said, see, we're going to go through because of that day. Do you know what I'm talking about? Some of y'all do, some of you don't. Well, that's a whole nother teaching. But they'll take one verse. And they'll build their whole doctrine, the eschatology, around that one verse, completely ignoring what all the other verses about saying about the coming Lord, about waiting on the coming Lord. The Lord's coming near. He's at hand. And to me, and I'm going to close with this, Revelation chapter number 22, to me is one of the most convincing. One more minute. Had somebody from another church, he came here. I won't mention the church. He came here. I think because he heard me on radio, and he wanted to confront me. And I remember out there we were in the foyer. This has been a couple of years ago. If I mentioned church, Archie would know this church. In other words, I'm really narrowing it down. Now they stood in the foyer about me saying he tried to convince me that the Lord ain't coming any moment. And he had all his. I said, open your Bibles, Revelation 22. I said, read verse number 7. Read verse number 12. Read verse number, I think it was verse number 20. It said, I come quickly. Surely I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. And then read the last part of that verse. I think it's verse number 20. Yeah. John wrote, even so come. And I remember telling that gentleman out there, he never came back. He came to church about 3 or 4 times. He never came back when I showed him this. Even so come, Lord Jesus. I said, what does that mean to you? Well, even so, come Lord Jesus. I said, notice how John, who wrote all the book of the Revelation, he saw these things. He saw the Antichrist and the seals and the trumpets, all these things. Notice he didn't say, even so, come Antichrist so Jesus could come. And he looked at me. He said, I never thought of it that way. I said, John was looking and he wrote it. He said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. And the Greek literally means he was on his tiptoes. Come even now. There was nothing in John's mind. He saw, he wrote it down. He saw these things. And if that can't convince anybody about the second coming, that Jesus is coming anymore, even so, come, Lord Jesus. He walked out the door and never seen him again. Whether he changed his mind or not, I don't know. Probably not, because he went back to the church that they teach these awful things. But anyway, saved people, but they are so wrong. I can't wait till we go up in the rapture. I told you so. I wouldn't do that. God, you're good to us. We love you. We thank you for the truth of God's word. Lord, how you coming for us real soon. Until you come for us, maybe we've found faithful. Thank you for the teaching of your word. May we be good and gracious to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.